Beit Yerushalmi corresponding to Beit Bavli Daf Chof. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yodalef Amad Aleph, 8 lines up from the foot of the page. Am Rabbi Yosi Bebun, Reishim ben Lakish have a Ava Koyme Sidra Vashamah Kulhon, Koy Haim Pesuka, Vizbuchu Lashem Zvachim Beyalu Oilois Lashem, Lemochas Hayoim Hahu. Rabbi Yosi Bebun said that Reishim ben Lakish was once passing a base medrash and he heard the voices inside reciting the Pasuk in Divrayom Aleph. In Perchav Tes Pasuchav Aleph, and they brought Shlomim sacrifices to Hashem, and they brought Oila offerings to Hashem on the next day. Omar man de mefsekla kabei shamai, man de kawi kula kabei selo. He said, one who pauses between and they brought sacrifices to Hashem, meaning that day, and they brought Oila offerings to Hashem on the next day, follows the opinion of Bei Shamai that only Shlomim offerings can be brought on Yom Tov, but not Oila offerings. One who does not pause, meaning that all of the sacrifices are brought the next day, can also follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Nicha oilos lemachos hayoim v'shlamim lemachos hayoim ein shlamim boim kebeis shamai. The Gemara says that it's understandable why they did not bring oil offerings on Yom Tov, but why would they delay bringing the shlam offerings until the next day? Even Beis Shamai allows them to be brought on Yom Tov. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun David meif b'atzeres v'hayu kol yisur oinanim v'hikruvu lemachah. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answered that King David died on Shavuos, and all of Yisrael were mourning his death and could not bring sacrifices. They therefore brought the sacrifices the next day. There was once a story of Hillel the elder, who brought an Ola offering to the temple courtyard on Yom Tov and performed on its Smicha. The students of Shammai gathered around him to protest, as they held that one may not bring Ola offerings on Yom Tov. It appears that they did not see Hillel perform smicha, or they would have protested that as well. Hifchil makashkesh b'znava, amalayin ro nekeve hi ushlamim heveisia vefligim edroim holcholahem. Hillel began to shake its tail, appearing that he wished to show them that it was female, as an oila cannot be female. He did this in order to keep the peace. He said to them, "Look, it's female, and I bought it as a shlamim, which you permit on Yom Tov." He distracted them in conversation, and they left without discovering that it was an oila. La'acha yamim gover yadam shal Beis Shammai abikshu likvoya halacha kadivayim v'yasham bava ben buti mitamil Beis Shammai yedeh shahalacha kabeis Hillel. Later on, Beis Shammai had the upper hand and over Beis Hillel and wished to establish halacha like themselves. Amongst them was Bava ben Buti, who was one of the students of Beis Shammai, but he knew that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Pam achas nichnas la'azor u'matza oisa shememes amma yisham bateyem shal elu sheheshimu Beis Elokeinu. Once he entered the temple courtyard and found it to be almost empty, people were not bringing oil offerings because Beis Shammai had pressured the people to follow their ruling. He said, those people who emptied the house of Hashem should have their houses empty. He was angered that they had convinced the people to follow the halacha because he knew that the halacha followed Beis Hillel, that it was permitted to bring oil offerings on Yom Tov. Ma'asa, shalach baby, shloshes alofim, soin, mitzoin kader, rubiku, mimumin, ve'amidam b'harabayis, amalahem shimuni, achai, Beis Yisrael, Kol Mishu Roitze Yavi Oilos Yavi V'Yismeich Yavi Shlomim Yavi V'Yismeich. What did he do? He ordered 3,000 superior quality sheep to be brought to the temple. He checked them for blemishes and stood them on the temple mount. He said to the people, "Listen, my brothers, house of Israel. Whoever wishes to bring an Oila offering should do so and perform Smicha. Whoever wishes to bring a Shlomim offering should do so and perform Smicha." V'Oisashar Mikveh Halacha Beis Hillel V'Lei Amar Adam Davar. It was at that time the Halacha was established like Beis Hillel and nobody questioned it at all. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Baalaza Hada Shuzei Kisei V'Shirusa Baya Mulya Sama Tekisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Baalaza said that when a cup is heated from cold, a basket of firewood is required. When it's already partially heated, a small amount of wood will prevent it from cooling down. Mine Ubei Kol Gumma Lekivia B'Shasa Lekivia. Another parable is that a coal that does not burn at the beginning needs a lot of firewood as it will cool down rather than burn. Simply because Hillel was silent at the beginning, great efforts were needed to overturn Beis Shammai's ruling later on. Shuv ma'ase ve'echad mitamidei Hillel shehevi oilosei la'azor v'samach aleha v'ro echad mitamidei Shammai amalei mazu smicha. There was another story with one of the students of Hillel who brought his oila to the temple courtyard and performed smicha. One of the students of Shammai saw him and said, "What is this smicha? How can you transgress the ruling of Beis Shammai?" Amalei mazu shtika. He replied, "What is this silence? And it would have been better if you would have remained silent." Shidku benazifa v'halachloi. The student of Shammai was silenced with this rebuke, and he left, and the halach was established like Beis Hillel.